Work on Pau Pau, please.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Rizana Thapamagar, and I'm a graduate research assistant at Kentucky State University. And today I'm going to present on self-compatibility in pawpaw and its impact on fruit and seed sales in Kentucky. First of all, for those who have not seen pawpaw before, that's what the pawpaw looks like. It's like a mango. It's a tree fruit native to North America, and it's indigenous to 26 different states in the United States. It belongs to the family Annonaceae, and it's the only temperate member of this tropical family. It has the combined flavor of mango, banana, and pineapple. And this particular time of this year, that's September, it's the season when the pawpaw starts to ripen. And currently, we have been harvesting a lot of pawpaws in our farm and extracting the pulps for the processing and to get the value-added products, including pawpaw ice cream. That's the number one in the list. Pawpaw beer, wine, jams and jellies and all. Pawpaw also has a fresh market option. It would probably be the farmer's market, but it tends to have a very short life. That's almost 3 to 4 days at room temperature. So we generally go for the processing. The pawpaw fruit, it is considered to have high antioxidant levels, vitamin A, C, and minerals, so which is very good for the human health as well. So far, Kentucky State University is the only institution that has the full-time pawpaw research program in the world, and it has already released two pawpaw varieties, KSU Atwood and KSU Benson. So if you are wondering what the pawpaw flower looks like, then that's the picture. Shocking? You don't see, like, I know none of us see the pawpaw flowers there, right? But they are very tiny, and this is the closer view. So these are the maroon odorless flowers, and usually it starts to bloom from mid-April to May. It's monoecious flower, and the stigma, it is receptive before the pollen even sets, so it encourages cross-pollination in pawpaw. And basically beetles and flies, they are the major pollinators in pawpaw, not the bees. But they rarely visit the flowers, so the pollination success rate is very low in pawpaw. So far, in all the literatures regarding pawpaw, it is claimed to be the cross-pollinated crop, but there are few evidences where farmers have seen an isolated pawpaw tree bearing fruit. So maybe some people think it's self-compatible as well. So with that objective, we started this research to determine the self-compatibility in pawpaw and its impact on fruit and seed sale. So for this, we started our research at Kentucky State University's Harold R. Benson Research and Demonstration Farm. And this particular site is the major site for our research. We selected two different pawpaw varieties. First, sunflower, and the second was Susquehanna. Both of these are the improved and advanced selections and are highly recommended to the pawpaw growers. First, we started with the flower isolation. It was started on 25th March 2016 to avoid the foreign pollens to our flowers. We used the handmade Tyvek bags for the pollination, but when we went on the 5th April 2016, most of our flowers, it was almost 90% of our flowers were dead inside the bag. It was chilly, very chilly and windy at the time, so that could be the reason that most of our flowers inside the bags were dead. So we had to redo it again. But it was already too late to go for the flower isolation, so we simply hand-pollinated the open flowers, this time on 12th April 2016. We had four different treatments. Two of them were the self-pollination of sunflower and Susquehanna, and the other two were the cross-pollination of sunflower to Susquehanna and Susquehanna to sunflower. The first varieties in the treatment, they represent the female flowers, and the second represents the male. Kind of goes with girls first. And pawpaw tends to have the extended bloom period for about 3 to 4 weeks. Therefore, the flowers that bloomed after we had already completed our hand pollination were pinched in May. Then we started taking data on the fruit and cluster. The cluster for the pollination success rate and the fruit for the yield. It was done three times. First on 24th May, second on 22nd July, and third on 22nd August. Pawpaw generally tends to drop a lot. You can see the picture at the end. It drops a lot. Usually it's twice. The major two reasons being the improper fertilization, that's in the beginning of the season, and the second being the June drop, it's because of the higher fruit load and the competition for the resources. So, and finally, the harvesting was done on 22nd August 2016. We harvested our pawpaw fruits when they were mature, but not ripe. As I mentioned earlier, it drops a lot, so we didn't want our pawpaw fruits to drop on the ground and mix up with other pawpaw. So we picked them while they were on the tree when they were mature. Then the following day, we extracted the seeds. We took the data and seeds. We took the number of seeds in fruits and the seed weight per fruit. For the percent seed data, we then mixed them in the moist peat moss, put them in the Ziploc bags and stored them at the chilling temperature of 4 degrees centigrade for at least 110 days. That's the chilling requirement for pawpaw. Then we put those bags after 110 days in the growth chamber at 21 degrees centigrade for the germination. But unfortunately, we didn't have germination. It was almost like below 5% or something. We didn't have any germination from this, like from the growth chamber, because of what? I didn't graduate in time. But we had those remaining seeds, so we put them in the greenhouse this time in April 2017, and this time we had 87.5% of the germination. Hopefully I'll graduate this December. So yeah, in the meantime, we also collected the leaf samples from the parent trees, as well as the seedlings that finally germinated later. We used the DNA mite plant kit for the DNA extraction, and then we quantified DNA after that. Currently, we are in the process to determine the parentage confirmation through the DNA fingerprinting thing, but that's on the ongoing process right now, so we're still working on it. The data that we collected so far were analyzed using CoStat software, and they were subjected to analysis of variance with the significance level of P less than 0.05. And here are the results. The results were very interesting. Since we claim pawpaw is a cross-pollinated crop, so we thought we would have everything in the cross-pollination side, but it was just the opposite. If you look at the first data on May, the highest pollination success rate was 24%, and it was in the self-pollination of Susquehanna, followed by the self-pollination of sunflower. It was in May. And then there was the dramatic change where it just went up and down. And finally, if you look at the data of August, then the highest pollination success rate was in the cross-pollination of sunflower to Susquehanna. That is 15.6%. And it was significant than the self-pollination at the end. Looking at the fruit set data, since we had higher pollination rate in the self-pollination of Susquehanna, the fruit set data in the initial time was highest. That was 65.2% in pawpaw in the self-pollination of Susquehanna. But again, at the end, the cross-pollination won. We had the highest fruit yield data. That is 23.2% in sunflower cross Susquehanna. That's the cross-pollination. So again. So the final yield, in the comparison of self to the cross-pollination, the final yield was highest in the cross-pollination of sunflower to Susquehanna, followed by the self-pollination of sunflower, and they were significantly higher than the rest. Regarding the percent seed data, we took this data in 2017 while we were repeating the same research again this year too. We didn't have any significant results last year in terms of percent seed data, so we took this one. And in this one, we also included an isolated pawpaw tree that we have in the in Frankfurt Cemetery. So that cemetery represents the one. It's the isolated tree. So even in this one, the highest percent seed data was recorded to be 16.71%, and it was in the self-pollination of sunflower, and it's significantly higher than the other treatments. Regarding the germination data, this is not definitely from the growth chamber. This is one that we got from the greenhouse, and yes, again, the highest was recorded in the cross-pollination of sunflower to Susquehanna, 100%, and it was followed by the rest, and the average was 87.5%. So the data that we have, it follows a trend where we have higher pollination success rate and the fruit set in self-pollination of pawpaw, but it's just in the beginning. Since we have a larger tendency of fruit drop in pawpaws, so at the end, cross-pollination is there. It outcompetes the self-pollination in pawpaws. So at this point, since I mentioned we had two different objectives, for the first one, it was to test the self-compatibility in pawpaws. So with the data we have, it kind of supports that pawpaws are self-compatible, both in sunflower and susquehanna. But we still can't confirm it right now because, as I said earlier, we are still on the ongoing process to confirm the parentage through the DNA fingerprinting. And for the second objective, that was to test the impact of fruit and seed set. Yes, initially the pollination success rate and the fruit set is higher in self-pollination, but at the end, the cross-pollination of sunflower to susquehanna, that turned out to be the best in terms of pollination success rate, yield, percent seed, and germination percentage. So, yes, the cross-pollination wins here, but we can, again, go ahead with other research in the coming future, too, and then, yes, finally, by the end of this year, maybe around December, we'll probably be able to figure out if pawpaw itself is compatible or not. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank USDA Events Allen Grant for the funding, Kentucky State University for providing me this opportunity to take part in this research, Ms. Karen Friley, Megan Gerhardt, Brian Edgar, Jacob Vincent, Dipesh Resta, and Kyle Schlosser for the immense help during my entire research. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Actually, it's kind of unpredictable in terms of pawpaws. Like, we never know if it germinates well or not, but I think in our case, it was because it didn't reach the actual chilling requirement. We did put it for 110 days, but... So... All right, thank you.